Now, Sinead Nealcon is out and about for us today, somewhere in Dublin. Hello, Sinead.
Hi, Ray, from the heart of Dublin 8. I'm here at the Liberty Market, checking out the stalls, doing a little bit of early Christmas shopping and taking in the atmosphere.
Now, before we talk about the Liberty Market, you're from Kerry.
County Kerry, West of Dingle.
So what
next
sort
parish
of
America.
What sort of soft drinks or minerals did you have growing up?
Oh, probably my waddy. Would that be considered a mineral where you'd add the water? Like a.
Not really,
it?
No. Because you wouldn't buy it in a shop, you see. You'd have my waddy at home. And then for a treat, you go out and you get a mineral.
Or for a treat, you put sparkling water through the my waddy.
Yes. Mm. Or if you're really posh, you'd have a soda stream.
We weren't that posh. But I have one now, so I'm very posh.
You know, there was a term back in the 80s which referred to people who... anyway, it was soda stream socialists. So it was people who had a bit of money, but then would also claim to be socialists. Not that having money can, you know, eliminate you from a socialist ideology, but back in the day, that was a term anyway.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're there. You might get a soda stream in the Liberty Market or something like that. Tell us about the market.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if I got a soda stream here because they sell anything and everything. There are over 35 stalls here, give or take, roughly. And they sell everything from cards to jewellery to rugs. We've got every sort of thing here. I'm hearing myself back because I think they're playing it out over the market. So maybe you can turn it down.
Hello, Liberty Market from RT Radio 1.
Yeah, but there's a bit of everything. So when you walk in first, I met Billy. He sells slippers and shoes. Then to his side is Matt. He has a stall that sells crystals and nice little things to wear, jewellery and little gadgets and things like that. There are so many things here. Claire then has the cards. We have Marion who has toys. Anything and everything you want, we get it here. You can get it here. And with Christmas only around the corner as well, you might as well take a little trip down to the Liberties because they are selling celebrating as well. They've been here for 50 years.
Happy anniversary, the Liberty Market. Is that freaking you out there? Is that the first time you've heard yourself back?
I know, I kind of feel like I'm on a spaceship or something. What year is it? I know, but it's all good. It's all good. I have to say I've had a brilliant day here today. I've been meeting and chatting to all the people who have stalls here and it's been amazing. There's such a sense of community here. People are so kind and so generous. I feel like I know them personally at this stage. Mm. I got a cappuccino from Pat Gadget, they call him. He sells gadgets, but he also sells coffees and teas and everything else. So I have to say, great vibe here.
Who did you meet, apart from Pat Gadget?
Well, the first person I met was Anthony, and I went around asking people today what was the best bargain or the best buy that they got here at the market.
My ma came here and bought me a pair of LA Lights when I was a kid. They were runners that lit up, so they were really, I thought it was the coolest thing walking around, and it's pretty dependable. It's been here, and it's never changed, so it's a really special place, and what's really special is just the atmosphere you get when you come in here, and it's just people are full of laughter, and life, and it's like a time machine going back in time, and for the old Dublin, like, you know, it hasn't been fully lost.
Ah, oh, yeah, lights on your shoes, you can't beat that.
Yeah, I think I had a pair of shoes like that when I was younger.
And then there was Pauline.
I find the jewellery is really, really nice now, and it's absolutely fabulous. Sure, even the top models that wear them, they would. It's not like rubbishy stuff, you know, it's really nice.
Have you picked anything up today?
I'm actually just looking now, you know, and I could do with a nice pair of comfy slippers as well, but look it, I don't be in long enough to wear the slippers, so I go for the trainers and the nice shoes.
Good woman, Pauline. Yeah, then I met Jade as well. Jade is preparing for Christmas.
Be the kids' stuff, kids' jackets and stuff at Christmas and the football kits and that. You can't beat them out of here, definitely not.
And do your kids come here?
Yeah, on a Saturday now when they're off school, we come down. They do have all the bouncy castles and all at the end of the year. Did you ever see that? It's just brilliant in here. It is for everyone.
That was Jade.
That was Jade. And next up, Noel. He was buying slates.
Have you moved away from the radio? You have.
I have, yeah. We've got the volume turned down here now. I feel like I'm a normal person and not an alien again.
Were you doing moon tour on it? Turn off.
Yeah. It was like cuteness.
Here's Noel.
The slates with the pictures on them.
from Richie, yeah, very good. You print a picture wherever you want on the sleigh and you can put in lovely backgrounds and all. Do you know what I mean?
And who have you got printed on your slates to date?
Me dog, Waldo. German Shepherd and half St. Bernard, that's it. I like artwork. It's a great market, you know.
That's Noel. Is Waldo still with Noel?
Waldo is still with Noel, and Richie has an image of Waldo on one of the slates. So if you pass his stand, you can see exactly what it looked like. And he has a picture of Waldo, but he's superimposed him on an image of what looks like a beach in Barbados.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool, yeah. And then his name is underneath.
Great. And you met Therese?
I've got lots of good bargains, but I got a lovely coat at one stage here, and I have it years ago. I bought it, and it comes out every Christmas. But I love coming over, I get the wool and I have a look around at all the different tops, and it's so much cheaper than the shops and different to anything too. So yes, it's, they know me, I'm a fairly regular customer here. I come from Swords all the way over, so I'm going off now to see can I do any more damage.
There you go, that's Therese, yeah. The Liberty Market, and people have been coming there for years. It's in existence 50 years and people have been coming there for nearly as long.
Coming there for 50 years. So it was founded in 1973 by a man called Michael Fitzgerald. And I met him today, actually, when I was walking around, and he was telling me a little bit about the history of the place and how he remembers how the first trader came up to him hoping to get a stall when he was up on the roof fixing the place when he had just started off this whole market. And I was talking to some of the traders as well. Apparently, there was no electricity here back in 1973 when they started first. They only had candles. And they used to get water from the shop next door. And there used to be just one table per trader back in the day. But now they have massive stalls. And as I was saying, give or take about 35 in total.
Yeah. You're going to meet Larry Mooney later on. And one of his best customers is Phil.
It's definitely the wool. Because most of the wool shops, the wool is three times the price of this. I've tried everywhere. I'm knitting all my life since I was 14. Growing up, I was very skinny, so I couldn't get clothes to fit me in the length because I was lanky. So I bought a knitting machine, and that was the start of it. And then I went on to hand knitting. At the moment, I'm working on errands for all my friends' children and my nephews. They're 4 and 5, and they've never worn a shop bought cardigan or jumper. So that's what I'm getting now.
Ah, yeah, that's brilliant. Never bought a shop-made cardigan or jumper. That's brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah. So Larry, tell us about Larry.
Well, Larry Mooney has been here pretty much from day one, about 49, 50 years. And he sells wool, he sells needles, he sells buttons. He is the heart of the place as well. Everybody knows him. He's a great character. And I can't wait for you to get a chance to talk to him a little bit later on, because he'll be able to tell us more about the history of the place, the customers who come to him, where he gets his products, etc., etc.
And when you say thanks very much to everybody there for having us in the Liberty Market this afternoon, they can turn the radio back up now.
Absolutely, will do.
For Snow Patrol. Thanks, Sinead. See you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Now, the Liberty Market in Dublin is celebrating 50 years in existence this weekend, and our Sinead is down there. Hello, Sinead, again.
Hello, Ray. I'm here in the market. I'm standing to the back of the market. I certainly chose the right day to come here. It was Catherine who's selling baby clothes next to me here. It was her birthday yesterday. We had some Black Forest gatto.
Nice, my favourite.
And tea and
lovely
coffee. And I'm standing here next to Larry Mooney, one of the traders who has been in the Liberty Market for nearly 50 years at this stage. And he's by my side.
How are you, Larry?
How are you, Ray? How are things?
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you remember your first day at the Liberty Market, or is that too long ago?
No, when we came in, it was, I'd say, 1973, and at that stage, we hadn't even got electricity in the place.
Mm.
So we only had candles there for maybe a year and a half, you know? And then half the market was only out because it was kind of derelict in the sense that they had to put new shell sheets on the roof and all that type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Has this been your full-time job since then, Larry?
Yeah, well, I gave up work in 1979 and I did come into the market then full-time, you know?
Yeah, and what were you selling at the beginning?
At that stage, we were selling our ladies' clothes, and then about 22 years ago, I decided to do the wool, and that's what I'm in ever since.
It'd be hard to compete with the pennies and all those things, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, as I said to the lady that's interviewing me, we had the same customers coming in for donkey shares.
Yeah.
And as I say, we say 60% of my customers are old age pensioners.
Mm.
So what I'd call them is all recycled teenagers like myself.
Great attitude, Larry. Great attitude. Yeah. And why the wool? Why did you decide to go with wool?
Well, what happened was my daughter started and then she left and got a job, so we took it over. So we've been selling that in since then, and I kind of wanted to say to the lady here, we sell very reasonably. I'm not trying to give myself a clap on the back, but to be honest with you, we sell because the people that I have coming in to me, they just don't have the money. They're old, they're pensioners. Mm. And at the same time, as I said, the women that come in, they're coming in nearly every week now, they may not see anybody from one end of the week to the other. So we're coming in now. We're just saying that there was one lady with me last Saturday who, thank God, had cancer operation, and she's rallying around. The next minute, she was in me last Saturday. I said to the son, God says, oh, your man looks well now. Well, he said, would you believe he drives up from Wexford every Saturday to bring her into the market?
For your wool?
Yeah, that's genuine. That's but true now. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So we do have, like before the corona, genuine, we had a woman come in to us. He's one customer was 100 years of age.
Wow.
And that's genuine. That's not just a hearsay.
Yeah.
So, like, as I say, we look at the same people, as I just say, they're grown old with me. That's why I call them recycled teenagers.
And you obviously give them value for money because they're coming back for more.
We have to be honest, we are very cheap.
Yeah.
And we are, even if you were doing the interview with some of the customers, they tell you that we're very reasonable. We do buttons that, I mean, I went into a shop, I won't name the name, in Galway years ago.
Yeah.
And you had four buttons on the card for $2.70.
Okay.
Today you give the customer six for a euro.
That's good value.
Do you know what I mean? Yes, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. And
how many buttons have you got, Larry, do you reckon?
Ah, they have thousands and thousands, right? Like, the way it is with me, we sent me wife in Spain a few years ago, and I can't stand this thing of people walking behind you. So when they come into our stall, they pick up the bull themselves, then I'd say, call me when you're ready.
Oh, I'd give them a bag. I see what you're saying. Yes.
And they said, you want to count? What would they want to count? I said, you can count them yourself.
It's about trust. I mean? It's about trust, Larry, isn't it?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Ray, they might say to you, now we're 10 euro buns, 12 euro buns. That's fine. You want to count them now, so you count them yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
And as I say, that's what I'm fine with the people. Look at the salt of the air, right, that's coming into this place. The same, yeah.
What's popular at the moment? No, what's popular at the moment, wool-wise? What colours are...
Wool-wise, we're finding that we're doing the finger wool, and I'm finding that with a lady coming in here about 4 weeks ago, and she's teaching children in the crèche to make it.
Right.
You don't need needles, you just do it with your fingers.
Oh, finger wool. I've never heard
finger
of it.
Finger wool, yeah. So that's very big at the moment,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Ray, for not crossing you. There was one woman coming to me daughter last week. She said, you know what? She said, I told the children, my daughters, if you are good and you tidy up the house, I'll get you the wool. And she said, they're great now. They're making sure they're doing tea chores in the house. And she said, don't come in and get the wool off you for the kids. And
we're getting
the young kids that's coming around doing that as well.
And I believe some of the people who buy the wool go home and they knit and they bring the stuff back in and you sell them, which is brilliant as well.
Well, so yeah, they do for one or two ladies, to be honest. One is in a late 80, maybe 84, 85. But again, that same lady, we didn't see anybody right from one end of the week to the other.
Yeah.
So when you come in here, you'd be chatting, and then you might get someone and say, we don't know how to make that. Another woman say, hold on, Larry, give us a set of needs and
right, sure.
So they're learning one another as well. Yeah, look at again. Ray, it's great.
Listen, celebrating 50 years, there's a big do this Saturday between 12 and 4. So there's a DJ, balloons, food platters. James Brown.
James Brown is on, and then there's a DJ as well.
We've
everything for the kids, you know.
Brilliant.
What I mean? So please, God, be good.
Larry, I've really enjoyed our chat.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate that.
Many more years' success in the Liberty Market.
Well,
you and your wool and your buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks, Ray.
Sinead.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for showing us around Liberty Market on the radio today. And we'll talk to you next week. Off you go to the black forest gato and the cup of tea.
Thank you so much, Sinead.
Slán, 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 slán. Anish Toshi now, the Preet Skelton and Oak to Le Marion Ní Húlaoán.